Lesson 11. Maple Sugaring. In the late fall, one of nature's most magnificent sights is the foliage of New England's maple trees, blazing with color. The many hues range from the fiery reds of the swamp maples to the rich golds of the sugar maples. In the spring, though, some trees offer more than just a visual treat. Early in the season, buckets dangle from the sides of sugar maples, collecting sap for the annual maple sugaring. The amount of sap that can be collected from a healthy tree varies between 12 and 20 gallons, which will yield from 2 to 4 pounds of maple syrup. This will leave plenty of sap for the tree to nourish itself as it enters a new growing season. The weather has a great deal to do with how much sap a tree produces. The flow is greatest when the days are sunny and the nights are cold. The flow of sap slows down at night and increases during the day. Maple trees in low, wet areas produce more sap than trees growing in higher and drier parts. But the sap contains less sugar. Native Americans showed the first settlers how to make maple syrup. They used to make gashes in the tree with axes in order to let the sap run out, but this could cause considerable damage to the tree. Today, tree farmers bore a small hole into each tree, about 3 feet above the ground, and this does no harm. When it trickles from the tree, the syrup is in crude form. It needs to be refined before it is ready to use. It is boiled in large kettles until the water evaporates. The syrup that remains is passed through filters to clean it. It is then ready to be poured on waffles and pancakes, or made into the maple sugar candy, so popular with visitors to New England. Maple syrup is produced only in North America in a season that lasts 4 to 6 weeks. Besides New England, maple sugaring is carried out in several other northern states as well as the Canadian provinces of Quebec and Ontario. Much of the syrup that Americans pour on their pancakes is not real maple syrup, however. It is made from cane sugar syrup with artificial maple flavoring added. The makers may blend it with real maple syrup so that the label can say, "contains real maple syrup." 100% maple syrup costs more, but those who enjoy its taste say that there is nothing like the real thing.